Without trust, society stagnates.
Economies decline.
And businesses fail.
My Security Media believes through security,
trust between individuals,
organisations,
and government can be maintained. Welcome to the
Cybersecurity
Weekly Podcast.
Hi, I'm Maurie Morgan, and welcome to the Cybersecurity Weekly Podcast. In this interview, Chris Cubbage talks to Bjorn Eilertsen, Chief Technology Officer, and Benjamin Lowe, the VP of Sales, both for Milestone. Bjorn highlights the transformation of cybersecurity specifically in relation to aggregation, automation, and augmentation of huge sets of data, particularly in relation to video. Bjorn also discusses the three Ds, security by design, default, and deployment. Benjamin Lowe discusses the maturity level of the Indo-Pacific market with respect to the quality of software and surveillance technology and Milestone's strategy for the growth within the greater Asia-Pacific market. This is not only a technology-focused episode, but one that also discusses Big Brother, personal privacy, trust, and the moral and ethical dilemma and its conflict with our need for convenience. I'm sure you'll enjoy this interview. Now, here they are, Chris Cubbage, Bjorn Eilertsen, and Benjamin Lowe.
Bjorn, we'll follow on from your keynote session this morning. We have about 350 people here in Hanoi. They represent Milestone's Asia-Pacific market. You talked about the platforms that Milestone is deploying around its aggregation, automation, and augmentation. And then we're going to lead on into how that is matching into that wider market of artificial intelligence and facial recognition and cybersecurity. It's a big topic. And I think for those who might be familiar with Milestone Systems and its video management platform or video management system platform, it's been around for some time, but I think it's evolving much like all of our technology. So Bjorn, introduce us to Milestone Systems as the CTO and how the platform is changing and starting to adapt. And then for the audience, we'll move to Benjamin and talk about the Asia-Pacific market specifically. So Bjorn, Milestone Systems, video management system, where's the company, where's the platform, and what are the key drivers for you?
Thank you. As I mentioned this morning, the industry, first and foremost, is transforming. And as I said, it's three distinct waves, as you mentioned, an aggregation, an automation, and an augmentation. The aggregation really is allowing us to collect and manage a very, very big number of not only cameras, we'll be adding sensors of any kind. And that's it's a real change for the industry. And it's allowing us to create data sets that are almost uncomprehensible today. We think about 500 cameras being a massive installation, 1,000 cameras. But if you look at a smart building or even a smart city, the number of sensors and intelligent devices out there creates a very, very big data set. Well, that data set in itself represents little value because without the automation, there's little you can do about it because no human mind can comprehend that data set. So that's the second wave. And that's where the artificial intelligence really comes into play, that as you mentioned. So by using the Milestone video technology platform, we allow all of our partners to deploy artificial intelligence algorithms to manage that data set.
And you're saying through this, the computing power is also keeping up with this, if you're not driving it. What is the major driver? Do you find it's the market's driver, or is it the system capability is allowing all of this to start to happen?
I think it's an interesting insight to remember that deep learning, the convoluted neural networks, that science is from the late 60s, matured in the early 70s. But it's been taking us till today to really bring it forward because of the tremendous compute power necessary. You can probably aggregate a lot of data, but if you start to want to use it, including deep learning, you need the GPU, the graphical processing unit, and you were there this morning. We invited NVIDIA, one of our key technology partners, to join us at stage.
Yep.
because now really is the time when the research, the science that we've known about for decades, now it's actually being possible to get this. And I think that exponential increase of compute power is suddenly giving life to the aggregated data set. And it's allowing us to build autonomous systems. And we really see that as one of the big drivers, the big engines of where the future is going to lead us. But as I said this morning, we shouldn't stop with those two trends. Well supported by the Milestone platform, aggregating through our device driver layer, the automation of, you know, using artificial intelligence on the video processing service, but we need to keep pushing forward to the third wave. The third wave is the wave of augmentation. It's where the presentation layer allows us to do more, to do different things. It's where we start using the autonomous system, wave number two, to amplify human capability. And it's so important for me that we get there. Because if we stop at an autonomous system, we've just made a robot of everything, which is not where we want the future to be. We want the autonomous systems to amplify the human capability. A police officer knowing what to do, and manufacturing plant manager knowing what to do. So using autonomous systems to improve the actionability of what we're doing, making things more actionable. So that's why the augmentation, where it becomes on your smartwatch, it happens on your mobile phone, it suggests a new behavior, it suggests how to manage that data set. That's where we need the solutions to go. So that's aggregated, automated, and augmented. And all of that supported by the Milestone video platform.
The other key aspect of all of that, and I suppose it's an underlying platform as well, is cybersecurity that you had there. And it was good to see that as you talked about those three key areas, but then all supported with cybersecurity. And we saw that, with DDoS attacks using CCTV cameras and the likes previously. It's good to see VMS starting to talk about cybersecurity.
And taking it really serious.
Absolutely taking it seriously. As you mentioned, these are network-connected devices and sensors, but they're also now collecting facial recognition and biometric data, which is at a personal level. So where do you see the industry? Do you see Milestone leading in that, or is it a response, or is it something that... Where have you been in the cybersecurity realm? And obviously that is going to be a key pillar for you going forward.
I believe that the industry is going to divide. There is a very fast, very strong consolidation happening at the video management systems industry or the video platform industry. And the cybersecurity and the global data privacy regulation is really going to accelerate that consolidation.
Yep.
Because there's going to be two classes of manufacturers, two class of competitors, those who lead in terms of cybersecurity and GDPR, and those that don't. And from Milestone's point of view, we're already well situated in the old reliability of our software, the way we manage our company. We want to progress and continue that into the cybersecurity areas, including GDPRs. We've actually, set an aspiration to be GDPR compliant, fully GDPR compliant by 2018.
And you have to, don't you, by May?
No, it's
do you have a choice?
So we do have a choice. That's not so. Really, it's two different things.
Yeah.
The companies that use technologies, they need to be compliant by May.
Yeah.
But this is different. As a manufacturer of software, there is a possibility by the European Union to be GDPR compliant, and as the only manufacturer will be doing that. Of course, others will follow. But that's really the push. To enable the technology to be compliant and thereby allowing customers to be compliant. So that's an important push. And further to that, really work with our partners, both camera partners and solution partners, to fully realize the three dimensions: secure by design, secure by default, and secure by deployment.
Yeah.
And to really drive that forward. And one of the most downloaded items on the website today is the hardening guide. We've put out that piece of paper, 50-odd pages of how do you actually do this. Because there is a big educational effort needed. We have to remember that most of our resellers, many of our application providers, for them this is a bit of news. It's moving very fast, And we've taken that, you know, training obligation very, very serious.
Who are your key partners in that? You've got Red Hat as a major partner out there. Any other key cybersecurity partners that you're working with? You talked about having third-party certification.
Yeah, the European Union, of course.
Okay, right, yeah.
You have to work with them to get the certification. Working closely with Axis on that as well. And, of course, working with a lot of our different partners. We're also bringing out a key feature in our software with the release, 2018 R1 release. We're bringing out the privacy protection, the privacy masking, allowing you as a user of the Milestone video technology platform to mask out and really lift the mask if need be. So it can be either lifted completely or in parts. For say you've recorded in a mall, you've got a privacy filter on everything you recorded, and only by having a warrant will one be able to lift the.
So you can remove that mask.
You can remove that mask. It can be either permanent. You can remove it.
Right.
Those type of features are pushing forward.
And Benjamin, as Milestone matures, and we heard again today from IHS Market. Analysts on the Asia-Pacific region being, a real driver globally for the video surveillance market, and that's predominantly led by China as well with, a 42% global share of the global video surveillance market at about a $15 billion market.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose maybe give us a rundown on Asia-Pacific and how you see the segments working and where Milestone sits amongst that.
Sure. I think, you know, we just closed a year in 2017 last year. You know, if I look at my business across Asia Pacific, basically we experienced growth in all the key markets, you know, from South Pacific to Southeast Asia to India to Japan and also the North Asia market as well. So, you know, it's obviously different markets at different growth level. The developing nations, developing regions have very strong growth. China is a very interesting market for us. You know, I think we have a lot of demands there. There's a lot of requests there, but also in the Chinese market, it's also dominated by some of the world's largest hardware manufacturer with their own VMS. So we are observing the Chinese market very carefully. We are working with certain strategic partners on a go-to-market model.
Are you in China?
We are in China through distributors and through resellers.
Yeah.
We also have some key customers there. But I would say to us, I believe the big growth is not just our software, but also through our strategic partnerships, either with certain hardware partners there or with certain companies that can do some kind of OEM strategy for us in the Chinese market.
Would you agree with the analyst this morning? There was 8 countries leading above market trend, above market average globally.
Mm-hmm.
5 of them in the APAC region. You had along with China, but you had India, Indonesia, Thailand, Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting that we're in Vietnam at the moment.
Absolutely.
Would you agree with that you're seeing not just the ASEAN countries, but specifically Vietnam and Thailand and Indonesia as strong markets, and where are you in those markets
Absolutely. I believe, you know, if you look at just the ASEAN market, you know, the Vietnam, the Thailand, that's what we call the Indo-Pacific market. You know, that is actually a really high growth area, and it's not just for Milestone. If you talk to our eco partners like the Axis and some of the other partners, they all feel the same way as well. I think...
Yeah.
You know, the development of this country sort of reaching a maturity level where they start to focus more on quality software, quality hardware, and that actually led to a very big growth in our surveillance systems as well.
And the Australian market, we also published the Australian Security Magazine. Where do you see Australia and New Zealand globally as well? Well, maybe not globally, but regionally.
I mean, Australia, New Zealand is a really important market for Milestone. I mean, obviously... It's a mature economy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're doing quite okay there. But I would say that from a market perspective, market size is still relatively big for us across Asia-Pac. And I think what we are seeing from a potential market potential is not just overall. You know, we do well in certain verticals in ANZ, but I think in markets like manufacturing, in roadworks, in infrastructures, and everything else, I think there's huge potential for us to go in there. And, You know, recently we just put in a new country manager in Australia.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to be increasing our support personnel there. We're going to hire more people in Australia. So I have full confidence that, you know, the ANZ market is going to be even performing much better this year compared to past.
And would you say that you're focusing on those, if you look at the market segments, transportation, government and retail were key leaders in video surveillance markets. Would you say that you're pushing into those verticals as well? You mentioned transportation and infrastructure. We're seeing that in Australia.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it anyway. But,
sure.
You know, with the One Belt, One Road initiatives through Southeast Asia as well. Is that something that's in your business plans, thinking, okay, well, we just have to be in the market and follow these trends?
Yeah. I mean, you know, a lot of people ask me, right, you know, in Milestone, if you're in this region, what is your focus, which vertical you focus on? I mean, you know, there's probably two answers to that question. You know, Milestone tend to be a you know, we're a platform strategy, so we tend to be in many customers, in many vertical markets. But that said, you know, we do see a trend and we do see a demand in infrastructure, in railways, in verticals at retails and shoppings and city surveillance. And the way we sort of are going to the market is, you know, we have a lot of channels, we have a lot of customers that are leading us into this business. And of course, if you've been listening to some of our partners in the audience, you know, they start coming up with vertical solution as well, the retail, the analytics, the say building, you know, and all these different solution partners are also bringing us into this market. So it's really, really exciting. I mean, we see tremendous upside this year when it comes to all these different verticals, and I'm looking forward to really take full advantage of this.
Do you think it kind of comes back to you, Bjorn, in terms of the technology as well? Is it a bit of a cart before the horse, or is it both together where the customers are realising on the scale that you're talking about, going, okay, well, now we've got, say, from a retailer, now I can really know who my customers are, but then from a government going, I can really know who my citizens are and who's good and who's bad. I've just written an article about China and their citizen scorecard where they are, you know, tracking individuals, and you see China really leading on facial recognition. Again, covered in their tender documents for city surveillance, they have to have facial recognition as part of those tender documents. 1984 was mentioned this morning. How far, and you guys are the platform, that's simply where you see yourselves as the kind of intermediate platform that sits between the devices and how this is all delivered on the networks. Where's the conversation starting, do you think? And is it from the customer's end or is it from the channel end saying, look, now we're bringing this capability to you and we're partnered with Milestone on this platform? Or is it a bit of both?
I think it's a bit of both. You know, we see the traditional security partners that are, you know, that they feel squeezed in a very, you know, in certain ways, a race to the bottom market, right? If you're continuing to be selling traditional cameras, traditional software and installation services, this is a really congested market. So they're constantly looking for new revenue streams, new potential to grow their channel, to grow their opportunities. And that's why I see that they start looking at other software technologies like facial recognitions and analytics and all these things that can help to boost their value proposition to the customers. The other sort of the other end, we are also seeing customers demanding the same. You know, over lunch, I have a chat with a customer that is into distribution of cars in India, and he said, "Oh, you know, Milestone, we love you. We have your software being installed in all our car dealerships. But now, you know, after coming to this event, MIPS in Hanoi, I'm really excited because we can." Suddenly, we look at options. We say, "Oh, we want to put in cameras that can do facial recognitions. That can work with our customer relationship management. That can give our walking customers better experience." And he said, you know, the possibilities are endless. Now I'm going to go back and talk to the channels about doing that for me, right? So I would say there's a demand from the channel side, but more importantly, I think the customers, their eyes are opening up to the possibilities, and they are probably demanding the same from the channel as well.
And I've noticed that, and beyond, in terms of, let's talk about maybe facial recognition. You're just an enabler of that. So you're not in that space of doing facial recognition, but you're obviously talking to partners that have that capability. It's something that we've all signed over just to come to MIPS, right? So we sent a photo of ourselves and we're all being tracked through facial recognition. Okay, it's at a conference and I signed over, no problems. You know, it's not a big issue from a privacy perspective. We've handed that over. Is that something you think from a technology viewpoint the conveniences will overcome and eventually people won't really worry about their biometrics and the way it's been used? Where do you see it going? I mean, you're the one who has to look 5 years ahead. And we'll talk about IoT too in that answer. And, you know, you've got new innovations.
It's a big question.
Yeah.
It's a big question.
How far ahead do you look at it? How about
and I think it's as part of the maturity and as part of the next couple of years, as we're maturing as a, not only this industry, but as a global economy, we need to start thinking about not only the imagination of what can be done, but there will be, now talk 2 to 3 years out, I am thinking about a moral and ethics agenda. Because we need to think about how do we want to live our lives? What would it be like? What kind of solutions would we like to what kind of problems? So in some ways you're right that convenience will overcome the anxiety of the possibilities. Scenarios like retail, scenarios like education, examples being you walk into a mall and you would get a notification on your cell phone, welcome back. Would that be convenient? Or would it drive some sort of anxiety? Do you know I'm here?
It's probably already happening.
It's happening today. Yeah. So we've got all the push notification. We've got all of that happening. So there is a certain way that convenience is going to make us think a little bit more diverse, at least, about the privacy issues. It is, however, it is a journey that all technology go through, this maturity. And as we are accelerating the capabilities, we also need to accelerate the conversation about who do we trust with this? How do we want to bring this forward? And as a manufacturer in this space, we need to make it possible for our application partners, for our resellers, for end customers to drive the right solution set and the right capabilities for privacy, for being the, you know, the right to be forgotten and all of those elements. That's why I related to the market being, you know, diversified in the sense that those who get it and those who don't. And as Milestone, as you might or might not know, but one of our core values is reliability. We've done that. It's a hallmark for our technology. It's reliable. It works well. It just runs. It's also a hallmark for the way we carry our business, the way that Benjamin is driving the sales teams, a very reliable business partner. As we mature the technologies, we need to take that reliability to the next level, to be the reliable platform partner for this. So that's very much on my mind. So that the balanced approach to making the capabilities possible, but at the same time giving the tools and means to manage it.
So you'll be using cloud-based infrastructure, so the VMS will be running on a cloud-based?
We do use cloud infrastructure today for certain elements.
Got it.
The video is being captured on-site most often, but we're using cloud services for the maintenance and management of solutions. We rolled out 3 years ago and consistently improving our customer dashboard, our ability for resellers to monitor solutions. How are they performing? How do they need to be optimized? When are they running out of disks? Are any cameras not recording? All of those features and functions that will increase the adaptability and the use of the system. But the data itself, the video itself, is most often being captured on-site, on-premise, or in a private cloud.
It's just a matter of scaling that out to, you know, thousands of cameras and the like. You talked about 2019 with a mobile SDK being released. How do you think that'll change, and how is it likely to work? Very adaptable for the end user.
Exactly,
is that it?
And it's a good point to make just there. As the platform is evolving, we've got a very strong platform approach on the device drivers. We've done that for many years. It's part of our heritage. We're building out a significant investment on the platform for the video platform services, i.e. recording server and making all the applications available. But more than that, we're now building out a platform approach to the presentation layer. The smart client, of course, can be extended in any way, shape, and form, and now the mobile. So So we'll be bringing out an SDK that will allow any partner to build their own mobile app suited for their solution, for their vertical, for their audience, and thereby really democratizing the way that these apps are being built. That's what we're going to demonstrate this afternoon.
Great. And just last one is the automation of the VMS. So, you know, when you do scale it out to the thousands of cameras, you talked about, you know, detecting cameras that are down and the like. Is that automation there already, or is it an add-on that you have to purchase? Is it a kind of optional extra, or is it built in?
Good clarification. If the customer has purchased a subscription with milestones, or what's known as a Care Plus subscription, that feature is available today. That feature is available from a reseller point of view to log in to the customer dashboard and monitor the solution. Not have access to the video per se, but be able to monitor the performance, monitor the use of the system. And that's a very effective way to use cloud services already today.
Great. Well, maybe, Benjamin, just to wrap up, where do you see 2018 and 2019 for Milestone in the Asia-Pacific region?
Well, I think for this year and next year, you know, we're going to see strong continued growth in the key markets that we mentioned earlier. You know, we're seeing a maturity of partnerships as well. Just look at the events here, you know, with MIPS Hanoi. You know, we have 25% growth year on year in terms of folks flying in to Hanoi compared to our last event in Macau. You know, and Vietnam is not exactly the easiest place to fly into. You know, the customers are here, they are looking at all the new solutions and looking at the new partners. We have more solution partners than ever coming in. You know, there are newer ones coming to the market. They are looking at talking to us. They are looking at working with us. And I think we see that partnership cementing in between the customers and Milestone and the distributors and the resellers as well. We see channels also sort of from an educational perspective, they will work harder in terms of uplifting themselves, in terms of training, in terms of making themselves probably more adaptable into this future market. You know, there's so many new technologies coming in today as what Bjorn mentioned earlier this morning. So I think for the traditional security professionals, you know, in terms of driving their business, in terms of increasing their profit, they have to be better at delivering the strongest solutions out there. So more training from channels, better learning coming in, more integration, ease of use is going to be, I think, some of the key things that we see in the market.
Great. Well, Milestone's definitely sort of sits in between the physical and the ICT markets, and I think it's certainly a company to watch. And I've come across Milestone many times over the years, so it's been a very trustworthy company. I think the challenge for you and your business is the cybersecurity segment as well, so it's good to have that as a major plug-in to what you're doing. So Benjamin Lowe, the Vice President for Sales for the Asia-Pacific region, Bjorn Alexson, the Chief Technology Officer for Milestone Systems, and thanks for hosting us in Hanoi, Vietnam. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cheers.